Hare Krishna. Welcome to our discussion on positive thinking. We discussed today the last section on no time. Some people make things happen, some people watch things happen, and others wonder what happened. Mike Davis and Philip Pierpont said this. So essentially, we all have to make choices in our life. What is most important for us? What is most empowering for us? What is most consequential for us? We discussed various principles for positive thinking, and then we discussed various practices by which we would be able to apply those principles and make our thinking more positive and make our life more productive. But for practicing any practices, for example, we discussed about mantra meditation. For practicing any such practice, we need time. And we are haunted in our modern and postmodern times by a huge amount of pressure on our schedules. We are overstressed, we are overscheduled, we are overworked, and we feel that we don't have time. So, how can we manage to find the time to practice mantra meditation amidst our schedules? Could it be that we don't have time because we don't make time for the things that will save our time? I repeat, could it be that we don't have time, that we are always short of time, because we don't make time for the things that will save our time? What does this mean? Let us consider. Suppose a person is working on a computer and that person is typing something and there is a virus in the computer which is going to delete whatever files are going to be saved in the computer. This person has typed earlier and the file has got deleted and is now typing again and the file is getting deleted. And then someone comes to help. He says, "Sir, get lost. I don't have time for you. I'm busy typing. Can't you see?" "No, sir. Whatever you type, that will get deleted. There's a virus in the computer. We need to fix the computer. We need to install antivirus and clean the computer." Says, "Don't be such a pessimist. I want to work. Don't be so negative. The file won't get deleted." "No, but sir, the file will get deleted." "I won't believe your negativity. I'm an optimist. Get out now." If someone starts arguing like this, how can we help such a person? We all might be in that situation when we say we don't have time. It's true that many of us, most of us possibly, have many things on our plate. We are balancing too many balls. If you say playing a game of tossing balls, we are balancing too many balls. But still, often we have negative thoughts, negative emotions. These are like viruses in our mind. And we often think that I don't have time, and that we think because we think of time only in terms of activities. Okay, I have to do this in the morning. I have to do this before noon. I have to do this afternoon. I have to do this in the early evening. I have to do this in the evening. I have to do this at night. Where is the time that I have? I don't have any time. So, what this means is that actually, yes, we do have activities that may fill our schedule, but our time is taken not just by activities. It is also taken by desires, by thoughts, by emotions. Now suppose we are going for a class. We have a tight schedule. One class, second class, third class, fourth class. Suppose we are students or we are doing some adult training or whatever. And suddenly before going for a class, someone insults us. Now that insult just keeps ringing in our head. We are sitting in a classroom. We are looking at that instructor, and not one word goes inside. So from the point of view of the schedule, that 1 hour went in the activity of attending a class. But that time really did not go in the activity of attending the class. Because we were physically present in the class, we were mentally present at the arena of the insult, reliving it, envisioning various revenge fantasies, seething at the insult. So that one thought of the insult can consume an hour, and not just an hour, it can consume more, much more time also. So the point is that our time is also taken by our desires, our emotions, our thoughts. One thought can lodge itself, etch itself in our consciousness, and it may just prevent us from doing anything. For example, nowadays with technology providing unrestricted access on the internet to all kinds of content, sometimes people may see some obscene images, and one image may be seen in 10 seconds, but then it just etches itself in the consciousness, in the brain, and people, whenever they want to concentrate and do something constructive, that image keeps haunting them. So externally they're doing the activity of some other activity, but the mind is not there, and the activity does not translate into productivity because the mind is not there. And that's why we need to recognize that if we could discipline our thoughts, if we could regulate our emotions, if we could manage our desires, then we would actually save a lot of time that is invisibly dissipated in our thoughts, desires, and emotions. And our spiritual practices, especially the practice of meditation, works for taking care of these negativities. Now, meditation streamlines our inner life, and it enables us to discipline our thoughts, desires, and emotions. So rather than letting ourselves get carried away by whatever thoughts, desires, emotions come in our consciousness, we learn to screen them. We get the inner alertness and the inner toughness, the inner muscles to check those desires, emotions, thoughts, and regulate them. So if we make time for meditation, then meditation will become like a time-saving activity, because it will enable us to control our thoughts, emotions, and desires, and thereby we will actually gain time, the time that was invisibly being sucked away by stray thoughts, desires, emotions, that will be saved and that will be available for us to use. So therefore we won't lose time, rather we will gain time. This is an investment. Practicing mantra meditation is an investment which will give us rich returns. And this is not just some religious dogma. Millions of people throughout history and millions of people even now have experienced the purifying, elevating potency of mantra meditation. They have experienced the cleansing of their heart, the clearing of their consciousness, the sharpening of their intellects, and the warming of their hearts. The positivity that comes from attentive, prayerful mantra meditation is something which we, each one of us, can experience, and thus we can empower ourselves. So rather than putting meditation off by saying that we don't have any time, we can instead focus on making time and then discovering how we have saved so much time by making time for this one activity. So in our last session, we will have a recap of the journey that we went on this positive thinking series. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.